Some UW-Madison students have faced disciplinary action in the months since they participated in pro-Palestinian activism. It's Tuesday, October 1st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the danger of wildfires will be higher across the state this week. And the Milwaukee Brewers are in the postseason. The games start today. We'll hear from Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering about how they're looking. Stay with us.
What's going on in Wisconsin today? You find out on the Wisconsin Today podcast. This 10 minutes of regional news is supported by the people who listen. You. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Months after this spring's pro-Palestinian campus protest movement, some UW-Madison students are still facing disciplinary actions for their involvement. Anya Van Wagtendonk reports from one student hearing.
Several dozen students joined in support of Vignesh Ramachandran as he went up before a committee investigating student misconduct. He and another graduate student were investigated after writing an op-ed supporting the pro-Palestinian encampment protests at UW-Madison. Investigating officer Ryan Podolak pulled quotes from that article.
Where the student is communicating, they engage in behavior that is policy violation.
Ramachandran says that's not what the piece says, and he argues his freedom of speech and assembly are being targeted. At least seven Madison students will have open hearings this month, actions that could eventually lead to appearances before the Board of Regents. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The CEO of Milwaukee's Tourism Bureau says the impact of the Republican National Convention goes beyond dollars and cents. Thousands of visitors were in town for the convention in July. A recap from Visit Milwaukee found there were more than 600,000 media mentions of the city and the RNC in the past 2 years. But many businesses and restaurants in the community reported that sales were down during that week. Peggy Williams-Smith is the CEO of Visit Milwaukee, and she spoke to a city committee yesterday.
Not every business in Milwaukee saw the benefits from this convention. And while I am sorry about that, we know that the impact that I'm going to share with you goes beyond economics and will help to put our city in the spotlight for years.
A more detailed economic impact report will be finalized by the end of the year. A libertarian advocacy group is challenging a Wisconsin law which prohibits an unmarried person from adopting their partner's child. As Sarah Lear reports, the group is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene.
A Wisconsin man has been living with a woman for more than a decade, and he helped raise her biological daughter. But an Ashland County court ruled the man could not adopt the child because he's not married to her mother. The state Supreme Court upheld that decision. Wisconsin justices said the state has an interest in promoting stability for children through marriage. But attorney Tim Sandifer of the Goldwater Institute says that doesn't make sense because Wisconsin law allows single, unmarried people to adopt.
The fact that it does allow that, but does not allow unmarried people to adopt if they're in a stable, committed, decade-long relationship with the parent of the child, shows how irrational that is.
The Institute filed a petition last week asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the lower court rulings. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The danger of wildfires is expected to be higher across the state this week, according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The DNR is asking the public to check for fire danger before burning brush piles or leaves or lighting campfires. According to the department, dry weather and gusty winds are in the forecast for the week, especially today, leading to a higher danger of fires. While wildfires can happen at any time, they're more likely to happen in the spring and fall when there's no snow cover and vegetation is dry. Eight counties in the northwestern and northeastern regions of the state have high fire danger conditions right now. Coming up, the Milwaukee Brewers have made it to the postseason. They'll play their first game today against the New York Mets. Before the game, I'll chat with a Brewers broadcaster about how the Crew's season has gone so far. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, the Milwaukee Brewers are back in the playoffs as NL Central champions. Here to discuss the season that was and the postseason, which starts later today, is Jeff Levering. He's a play-by-play announcer for the Brewers on Bally Sports Wisconsin and a part of the radio broadcast team. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Alex. Great to be with you.
Alrighty, let's go ahead and start with the pitching, because that was a big question mark coming into this season, especially with a couple of key losses with Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff. So tell me, how has the pitching worked out so far this season for the Brewers to be where they're at right now?
Yeah, it's been a real work in progress. Not a lot of teams go through 17 different starting pitchers and 12 different guys that have picked up saves over the course of a season and been a successful team. But the Brewers have certainly turned into a very successful team. And it really took a trade to get Frankie Montas into this organization in August to really solidify things. So really for the last 2 months, it's been a pretty normal pitching rotation. The guys in the bullpen have been relatively interchangeable with the exception of a few guys, a few mainstays at the back end of that bullpen. And now that Devin Williams is back, it's really rock solid back there.
The Brewers have had a lot of offensive success as well. You have guys like Willy Adames and Jackson Churio, now members of the 2020 club. How has, you know, the offense been able to help the team so far this year?
I think it's been a really dynamic style of offense, and they just go out there and they have long at-bats and they draw their walks and they push guys forward and they're running a lot and they're successful hitting with runners in scoring position. They lead the league and 2-out runs scored. It's just a different brand of offense. And for me, it's a throwback kind of to the 80s where you would run and hit behind runners and drive a guy in. It was the old adage of get a guy on, get him over, get him in. And that's what the Brewers have been doing over the course of the year. Yeah, they'll hit their homers. It's been really a more dynamic style of offense and one that is almost slump-proof. And you could tell that by the Brewers not losing more than three games over the course of the season. And they have not lost more than three games in a row all season long.
It's kind of hard for the Brewers to imagine continuity, or at least their fans, because it seemed in the offseason like that might not be a thing. We already talked about the changes to the pitching staff that was going to be happening, not to mention the coaching staff with Craig Counsell leaving and Pat Murphy jumping in. Talk a little bit about that continuity for the Brewers and how Pat Murphy's been able to really rise to the occasion this season managing this club.
My biggest takeaway is that the only piece that left was Craig. Everybody else stayed from last year. The coaching staff that had been here during the stretch where the Brewers have made the postseason six of the last 7 years, it's those guys that have the consistent message. And Murph's been here the entire time. Yeah, he didn't have the main voice that Craig did as the manager because he was the bench coach, but he's been here. You go from being the vice principal or the substitute teacher to be in the principal. It's a different voice, but for Murph, he's always been the same. And I think Murph and the rest of this coaching staff has done a brilliant job of keeping everybody connected.
All right, Jeff, last question for you. Our very own WPR's Evan Casey here is a huge Brewers fan, and he told me when I asked if he had any questions for you to ask about the team's motto this year, which is apparently undaunted. What does that mean? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, the undaunted and you hear relentless a lot. Those are the two big key phrases with this organization. And you know, it goes back to what we were just talking about with all these different negative things that happen over the course of a season. You can really get caught in some of that. And just to be undaunted for Pat Murphy, and it goes back to his dad in his playing days. In a football game where he was making a play going around the right end and the newspaper writer said that Pat Murphy's dad was undaunted in his way to get to the outside. That's where the whole thing stems from. But it's just this who cares mentality. It's us against the world. Don't worry about the little stuff because as a team, we're going to get it done. Once you come through those clubhouse doors, It's all about winning that night. It's all about winning for your teammates. It's all about being there for each other. It's not about the other stuff that's happening. And believe me, everybody deals with a lot of stuff outside of baseball. But as soon as you go through those clubhouse doors, or for me, the broadcast booth doors, it's all about winning that day.
Yeah, and of course, we'll see what happens in October. Jeff Levering will be calling the games. Jeff, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Have a great one, and go Brewers.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. By the way, that Brewers game will start at 4:30 this afternoon. They're taking on the New York Mets in the wild card round. Don't forget, you can leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast app, or you can always send your feedback to us at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.